tons of people are asking you about the corner kick, right? I mean, can you get away from that question in the last 10 days or so?
Yeah, I've gotten a few messages, a few phone calls for sure.
What now? Again, with the did you get a great angle of it going in? Did you think at first it's sort of like that sweet spot? Did you have a sense this is great? Because as I said earlier, it's such an imprecise science. Guys probably know when the second they hit a free kick that's going to go 30 feet over the bar, they almost know that in advance.
Yeah, you know, we had worked for a few days in training on a play where we were putting a few guys right on top of the goalkeeper, right on the goal line, and then they were having me try to whip a ball right in on top of them. And obviously, at that point, if one of those guys can get a little bit of a flick or deflection, great. If not, then you hope that you've caused enough trouble in front of the goalie and the ball can have a chance to go in itself. And so obviously, you know, the guys in front of the goal did a great job, and the ball was not bad, and we were able to get a goal from it.
New TFC captain Michael Bradley joins us on Brady and Walker. Congratulations on the captaincy, and I think people are happy about it, and this is why. I mean, you know, we all know what happened last summer, and you and Jermaine Defoe are introduced, and all of a sudden, I think for Toronto sports fans, there's a now love and hate thing with Jermaine Defoe, and you don't need to comment on that, but you being named the captain here, it just solidifies that you're here and you want to be here and you're a leader, and I think that makes a lot of fans happy. Your take on it?
Yeah, I'm very proud for sure. You know, I've been here a year now, and I don't think it's any secret that you know, I've grown incredibly close with this city. My family is extremely happy here, and I truly believe in everything that is going on with this club. And, you know, for all the reasons that I came last year, I'm even more committed, more determined to make this something special now. And so, like I said, I couldn't be more proud. It's an incredible city, and to be able to captain the team, it's a great honor.
Michael Bradley, our guest. When, you know, Andrew and I went to the Saturday game against Washington, Ryan Nelson was no longer your manager the next day. When did you feel playoffs really start to slip for this team, Michael? You guys fought hard until the end, but even that moment right there, it just felt like something, gravity maybe, that was pulling you guys away from one of those spots.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in looking back, the margin of error for our team throughout the entire season last year was so fine. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd have days where when everybody was at their top level, and when maybe a few calls went our way, when a few things went our way, we were able to win some games, and we were able to win games against good teams. But as soon as some of those things started to go away, and now we needed to really be able to buckle down and have the right mentality to carry us through some difficult moments, I think we fell a little short. And I think, it was a learning process for everybody. You know, it only serves to make the guys who are here that much more determined and motivated to get this right. I think the off season has been really perfect for us. We've gone and got some big players, some leaders, some big personalities that will really step right in and help us. And so I think on our end, we all couldn't be more excited, and we just can't wait to get the season going.
It's Michael Bradley joining us on Brady and Walker 850. We talked to you after World Cup last year. Gold Cup is this summer, and you guys already know some of the stadiums you're playing in. Toronto's going to get games in the Costa Rica group. Is it? What will that do for you to, I suppose, World Cup's an awful lot, I won't say more pressure. You want to win every match, and you put the internal pressure on yourself. But what can that mean for you to have that break? I'm sure you'd love to have a Toronto FC season without the international play. And that said, you're such a proud international player, you want to be part of defending a championship like this.
For sure. It's every time these national team games come around, especially when there's conflict, it's bittersweet. You know, there's never a good time to leave Toronto FC. You know, we have a group of guys here who, we want to play every game, and we're committed to stepping on the field every time, every chance we get, and doing the best we can. And so to have to leave in a critical moment during the season is never easy. But I, again, touching on what I just said, we feel like we've brought in a number of players that are going to be able to help us right away, but also at different moments when guys are gone. And we feel like we have good depth in the team this year, and that, you know, on certain days when guys are injured, when there's suspensions, when guys are gone with national teams, that the team won't miss a beat. And, you know, as you said, it's certainly always a very proud moment to be able to go and represent your national team, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
So you know the history here. Would you make a playoff guarantee to us? Would you say anything less than playoffs is unacceptable? How would you phrase it?
Our guarantee is to step on the field every weekend and give it a real go. We have to. We're going to be a team that has quality and skill, but we have to have the mentality of a team that has no chance, and we have to have that chip on our shoulder. And if we can combine those two things together, the skill and the quality, but with that mentality and determination, then I think everybody's excited about what this year can be.
I'd love to guarantee only warm weather home games for you guys, but I don't even know. May 10th, Michael, it's still Toronto. It's still Canada. But at least the first seven, you get them out of the way on the road, hopefully good results, and then you're back, and it's great weather, and people are going to be pumped to see you guys back after the first seven games.
Yeah, it's an exciting challenge for us. Obviously, it's not perfect by any means to start with seven games on the road, mm-hmm. but the reward for us will be coming back home, playing in a newly refurbished stadium that we all know is going to be among the best two or three in the league. And we know that if we're able to get off on the right foot, that now people, our fans, are going to come and really be ready to support us in a big way, and that's what we're aiming for.